Well, they don't ask you how you win, just how many times you win, so while starting the 2024 season with a couple of come-from-behind victories on the road is nothing to sneeze about, making the late comeback your calling card is something this new Riders team could save for special occasions and not the weekly entree. Slow starts and halftime adjustments. Although the Rough Riders scored the game's first touchdown early in the first quarter, the remainder of the first half looked like a lot like the opening week, with a lack of execution and undisciplined penalties. Those penalties took away long returns, and breakdowns in the newly arranged secondary were glaring highlights from the green and white for yet another week. Then allowed to march into FG range for the dependable Brett Lowther in the final minutes, they moved backwards with multiple errors and had to settle for going into the half trailing 20-7. Thus far on the season, Coach Mace and his staff have done a masterful job adjusting and cleaning things up for the second halves, but the best teams in the CFL will not be as accommodating to give up a double-digit lead moving forward. It will be crucial to find a way to get started on the right foot this Sunday and open the game with the execution and discipline that's been shown in the fourth quarters, which have been fantastic. Same old O-line. The Riders' new offensive line looked like their old offensive line for the second straight game. Simply put, the group of front needs to find ways to make holes on the line of scrimmage for AJ Willette, as too often he's been greeted right at the line of scrimmage by a group of defenders. AJ is a downhill runner, and the holes need to be there at the point of attack to get him rolling. Through 2 weeks, that hasn't been the case. Making matters worse is the potential loss of veteran left guard Philip Blake, who left the game in the second half and did not return. In week 1, pass protection had seemed improved over 2023, but last night too often Trevor Harris was running for his life rather than sitting comfortably in the pocket. Newcomer Trevor Reed fared well in week 1, but this week was not his best effort. Call it growing pains or maybe a little early season rust, but overall, this group must be better moving forward. But the QB could also help out the cause as well by getting the ball out quicker at times. Newfield General shows the way. Saskatchewan starting QB Trevor Harris has not been slowed down from last season's gruesome leg injury. The starting pivot for the Rough Riders was strong again in throwing for 390 yards and 2 TDs. While the talk is always on the future at QB in Regina or who's backing up the starter, Harris leaves no doubts that he is the present. The offense responds and rallies behind him, punctuated with 2 last-quarter comebacks already in the young season. With him and Mark Muller only beginning to scratch the surface of the new offense, leading the CFL in passing yards is a possibility for the 38-year-old Riders QB in 2024. Kean Schaefer-Baker was on the receiving end of both TD catches in a 7-catch, 109-yard game as KSB appears to be back in his form from 2022. With a potential injury to Sean Bain Jr., he'll need to continue to step up and be the big play WR for SSK. Speaking of stepping up, Jareth Stearns continues what we hope is a breakout season for the second-year WR with another 6 catches for 112 yards patrolling the slot and making a clutch catch on the game-tying drive. Back-to-back games and back-to-back game-sealing interceptions by newcomer linebacker CJ Avery. Anthony Lanier and Micah Johnson once again led a stout run defense, holding James Butler to 2.3 yards per carry on 12 attempts. The whole front seven for Saskatchewan has played very well through 2 games. Roland Milligan Jr. is the straw that stirs the Rough Riders' defense. While not the eye-popping stats that came from his Week 1 matchup, Milligan Jr. stepped up with multiple key pass knockdowns and a strong game in run support. On a day when the secondary was a bit leaky, he's been stout in his coverage. Hopefully, see the new group gel together moving forward to limit some of the coverage breakdowns that plagued them in the first half. Boy, were those bad. Finally, seems the calls at Brett Lowther in the preseason were somewhat premature after not kicking a field goal in the opener. Lowther left week 2 with a perfect performance on converts and 4 quarters field goals, highlighted of course by the 43-yard walk-off game winner. Also, add in over 50-yard average in punts from second-year man Chad Corsick and another solid game from returner Mario Alford. Special teams have been pretty stout for the Riders early on in 2024. Like Coach Mace, it's great to once again go 1-0 on the week, and they will have another chance to do that in Sunday's home opener. Let's just hope they don't wait until the second half to start that one.